Welcome back, everybody, to Amid Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. We are on the very bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. We were in the middle of a discussion about the Megillah and how it needs to be read in order. So now comes the Gemara and gives us other things that need to be read in order, which is going to lead us into a discussion about Hallel, Shema, and then ultimately Shmona Esrei, and giving us the reason why Shmona Esrei is structured the way that it is. So says the Gemara, Tana v'chein b'Hallel, that the Tana taught that similarly the same thing applies by Hallel, v'chein b'Kriya Shema v'Tfilah, and the same thing by Kriya Shema and Shmona Esrei, that they all must be read in order. Hallel minalan. So how do we know that this is true about Hallel? Rabba Amar Rabba explains it's from the following pasuk, because the pasuk says in Hallel, from the rising of its sun till its setting, so we see that things need to be in order. Another shita, Rav Yosef Amar, we might know it from Zeha Yom Asa Hashem, that this is the day Hashem has made, that again, it needs to be in the sequence of a day in order. Of Avi Amar, another source, Yishim Hashem Mevorach, you learned it out from the pasuk that the name of Hashem shall be blessed. That's how he knows it. And finally, a last source, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, V'yitim Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Amar Mehacha, Me'ata V'yad Olam, from this time until forever, again, showing us that Hallel must remain in the same form forever. So these are the many different shitos as to how we know that Hallel needs to be read in order. Now, Kriya Shema. So Kriya Shema, says the Gemara, how do we know that this must be done in order? D'tani, because of Torah Braisa. Kriya Shema Kiksava, that the recitation of Kriya Shema must be done as it is written in the Torah, meaning in Hebrew and not in any other language. Divrei Rebbe, that is the shita of Rebbe. V'chachamim omrim v'chol lashon. V'chachamim say that it can be said in any language. Now we're going to see what this has to do with our discussion of reading in order. It's going to lead to a machlokas as to how we interpret the psukim, which is ultimately going to lead us to a shita about the fact that you need to read in order. So my time into Rebbe. So what's the reason for Rebbe who said that it must be read only in Hebrew? Because Amar Kra, because the pasuk says v'hayu, v'hav yason yehu, because the pasuk says v'hayu, that they shall be, so which means that they shall be as they were always, which is in Hebrew. V'rabbanan my time ayu. What about the reason for the Rabbanan? Why do they say that it could be said in any language? Amar Kra Shema, because the pasuk says Shema, just to hear, which implies v'chol lashon shata shomea, any language in which you understand. That's going to be good enough for Shema, so it does not need to be in Hebrew. Rebbe na mihaksiv Shema, but Rebbe who says that you need to have it in Hebrew, he also has the word Shema, so what does he do with the word Shema? I need to make a chart in order to understand what each of them do with each word in the Pasuk. But what does Rebbe do with Shema? That he needs it to teach us the other rule that comes from the word Shema, which is that whatever you're saying must be audible to your ears, meaning you must be able to hear when you're saying it silently, you must be able to hear it on your own accord. So Rabbanan Savri command to Amar. So now why did the Rabbanan not learn that out? Because they hold HaKorea Shema V'lo Yishmi Allah's Nuyatsu. Because the Rabbanan, they felt that even if you don't hear yourself whispering, you don't hear yourself talking, you're still going to be Yotze. So that's why they were free to teach Shema, which can teach us that it could be in any other language. Now, comes the Gemara and tries to analyze the other side. V'Rabbanan Nami, but the Rabbanan also have the word Haksei V'Hayu. They have the word V'Hayu, which we learned, according to Rebbe, teaches us that you are only allowed to say it in Hebrew. So what do the Rabbanan do with that? Pasuk answers the Gemara, Hami Baile Shigo Yikra Lama Freya. So this is why we brought this whole discussion over here. They learned that out to teach us that Shema has to be read in order. V'Rebbe Shigo Yikra Lama Freya Minale. So how does Rebbe know that you can't read it out of order? Midvarim hadvarim. So they learned it out from the fact that it says dvarim, then hadvarim with the extra hey. So the added hey teaches us that Shema must be read in order and cannot be read out of order. So we see both of them agree to this din that Shema needs to be read in order. So again, that fits into what we're trying to prove from Mar Gemara. Rabbanan dvarim hadvarim lo mashmalu. And the Rabbanan, the reason why they didn't have that source is because they don't learn out this drush of hadvarim, this extra hey, which would teach me that you need to go and say it in order. Now comes the Gemara and says, Lema kasava Rebbe kol tara kula b'chol lashon nemra. So are we supposed to say that according to Rebbe who said that Shema must be in Hebrew, it seems to imply that the rest of the Torah can be read in any language. Why? Because the Yisak kodak b'chol lashon nemra. Because if we're going to say that the whole Torah must only be read in Hebrew, lama li l'michta v'hayu. Why would the Torah specifically need to go out of its way when teaching us about Shema that it needs to be in Hebrew? It must be that the rest of the Torah does not need to be in Hebrew. Shema does, and that's why it has this extra word v'hayu. So answers Gemara, no, that's not necessarily true, because it's true, we need it, because Sakadai Dach Shema Kirabanan, cause of Rahmana Vahayu, because you might think that the word Shema teaches me that it could be in any language, that maybe the whole Torah needs to be in Hebrew, but Shema could be different. So therefore comes the Torah and teaches us Vahayu, then it needs to be in Hebrew. Now comes the Gemara and tries to prove the other way. Lema kasavri Rabbanan kol haTorah b'lashon haKodesh nemra. So maybe we can infer that the Rabbanan who say that Shema could be said in any language, so they must hold that the rest of the Torah must be read in Hebrew. Because disakadai b'chol lashon nemra. Because if you think that it could really be read in any language, lama li l'michtav Shema. Why does the Torah need to go specifically out of its way to teach us that by Shema could be by every other language? It seems to imply that You're right. That's true by Shema, but the rest of the Torah needs to be specifically in Hebrew. So answers the Gemara, no, because it's true, because Akadai Tachamina v'hayuki Rabbi, because of Rachman Shema. So again, same answer as we just said before, that you might have thought that maybe Shema is an exception because of the Shita of Rabbi, so therefore we need to say Shema. So this is the Machlokas, whether it can be said in other languages or not. But again, the reason why we brought it is because both Shitas, Rabbi and the Rabbanan, both hold, maybe from different sources, but they both agree that Shema needs to be read in order. Now, Tfilo Minon, how do we know that Shemon Esrei needs to be read in order? Shimon HaPakuli. So the reason why he was called HaPakuli is because he was some sort of cotton merchant, and he helped go and arrange the Shmona Esrei that we say every single day. Good muster for all of us. We could all be major players in Jewish history. So he went ahead and arranged the Shmona Esrei brachos in front of Rabbi Gamliel and Yavne. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amri Lam Masnisa Tana, and Rabbi Yochanan said, and some say that it was talking to Brisa, Me'av Esrim Zekinim Vahem Kaman Neviim Tiknu Shmona Esrei brachos Al HaSeder, that there were 120 Zekanim, and of those, there were many Nevi'im who helped make our Shmona Esrei. Either way, the Gemara gives the reason how we know that Shmona Esrei must be in order. So, Tanu Rabbanan Minayin Shomrim Avos. So, how do we know that we start out with Avos? Shenamar Havu LaShem B'nei Elim. So, the reason why we start out talking about Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov is because of this pasuk Havu LaShem B'nei Elim. That's how we know we start with theirs. Minayin Shomrim Gvuros. Now, how do we know from there we go to Gvuros, to Mechayim Esim Atar Avoshia, Atagibor, Shenamar Havu LaShem Kavod Va'oz? Because we talk about Hashem's honor and strength. Minayin Shomrim Kiddushos. And from how do we know that we have this Kiddusha bracha mentioning Hashem's holiness, Shemar Havu Hashem Kivod Shema Ushtachvul Hashem Mahadras Kodesh. So then that leads us into Kiddusha. Umar Ra'u Lomar Bina Achar Kiddusha. Now, why do we have Atachonin after Kadosh? Where does that come from? Shemar Vikishu as Kiddush Yaakov, Yesel Yisrael, Yaritu, Usamach Levi Yadu Toe Ruach Bina. And connected to the fact that we talk about that Hashem is a Kadosh, it tells us about Bina and Das. Umar Ra'u Lomar Chuva Achar Bina. Now, why is the next bracha after that Tshuva? Why do we talk about that right after Dastik Sev? Uvavo Yavin Bishav Rafala, because the Pasuk says, and his heart shall understand, and he will repent and be healed. So ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the Pasuk we're learning it from, Lema Refua Basar de Tshuva. Then right after Tshuva, the Pasuk talks about Refua. So Refua should be right after Tshuva, but we know that's not true, because then comes Slicha, and then Geula, and then Refua. So why do we have this distinction? If we're learning it from that Pasuk, then Rofe Cholim should come right after that. So ask the Gemara, no, Lo Sakadai Tachtik Sev, Yashova Hashem Yirachameu, Biel Elokinu Kiar Belis Loach. Because when the Pasuk says, and let him return to Hashem to do tshuva, he will have mercy on him, and then Hashem will forgive. So we see that forgiveness comes next. So why are we relying on that Pasuk that talks about the forgiveness? Why not talk about the Pasuk that talks about the healing? And then we really would have Rifa Inu right after the tshuva. So answer the Gemara, no, because Kasav Kra Achrina, because there's another Pasuk that says, Hasoleach Lechoal Nechi Harofe Lechol Tachloaychi Agoel Mishachas Chayichi Umemra De Geula Rifua Basar Slichi, which teaches us that Geula and Rifua comes after forgiveness. And that's why forgiveness needs to be first right after tshuva, then comes the Geula, and then comes Rifua. V'hakse v'shav v'rafalo. But the Pasuk says that he will repent and be healed, which again seems to imply that Refuah should be right after Tshuva. No, answers the Gemara, Hahu lav Refuah detachaluami. This is not talking about healing of physical disease, El Refuah deslichahi. Rather, when it says it, Refuah, it's talking about the healing after Tshuva. That means a forgiveness. That's what the healing really is, and that's why Slicha comes right after Tshuva. Now, next part of Shmona Esrei, Maro Womar Gu'uha Bashviya. So why do we have the seventh bracha of Shmona Esrei be the bracha of Goel Yisrael? So Amarava, Mitok Shasidim Li Goel Bashvias, because the Jewish people are going to be redeemed in the seventh year. Lefichach Kavu Bashvias, and this is why we have the bracha of Geula as the seventh bracha of Shmona Esrei. Esrei Gemara Dovahamar Mar Bashishis Kolos, but we have a brisa which seems to teach us that in the sixth of the 7 years that the Kolos are going to sound, the shofar is going to blow, so we're going to know something's going on. Then Bashvias Milchamos, then in the seventh year, the wars are going to break out, which are going to be the final wars before Mashiach. And then Memotzei Shvias Ben David Ba, then right after the end of the seventh year, the Mashiach is going to come. So we see it's not going to come in the seventh year. So why does it have to be that the seventh bracha is going to be the bracha of Geula? So in Sigmar, no Melcham Manami Aschata de Geulahi, because you're right, even though the seventh year is going to be the wars year, still that's considered the beginning of the Geula, and that's why it's considered the seventh year. Next, Umara Uloma Refua Bashminis. So why is Refua going to be the eighth bracha? So I'm Rabbi Acha, mitok shenitla mila bashminis tzricha refua, because the mila, circumcision, happens on the eighth day, bris mila happens on the eighth day, and you need refua from that, l'ficha kavua bashminis, and this is why it's the eighth bracha. Next, umara lomar birchas hashanah batshiyas, why does the bracha for parnasa need to be the ninth bracha? I'm Rabbi Alexandri, k'negen mafkiyei sh'arim. This bracha is directed against those who raise the prices of food unfairly. They try to jack up the market, and it's not a nice thing to do. Diksiv, Shivor, Uzroa, Rasha, as it's written in the Pasuk that you break the strength of the wicked. V'David, Kiam, Rabachia, Samra. When David was talking about this, it was in the ninth chapter of Tehillim, and therefore it's going to be the ninth bracha that focuses on Parnaso. Maro, Lomar, Kibbutz, Golios, Lachar, Brechas, Hashanim. And how do we know that we talk about all the Jews coming together, Kibbutz, Golios, right after the bracha for Parnaso? Diksiv, Atam, Hare, Yisrael, Anpechem, Titenu, Periachem, Tisu, Lam, Yisrael, Kikervu, Lavo. Because if we look, we talk about the fact that Kibbutz Golios is going to happen. All the Jews are going to come back to Eretz Yisrael when we are successful. So that's why it comes right after that. And once we get everyone together and everyone gathers in Eretz Yisrael, then all of the wicked are going to be punished. That we're going to punish everyone. And we see that you're going to restore the judges. And this is why Hashiva Shoftenu comes back, because right after everyone's together, then we're going to have the court system again that we're going to punish Rishayim. And once we're punishing Rishayim, then all of the evil people are going to stop existing. And this is why we have Velam Al Shinim right after that, which then leads us to Vekevan Shekalu Aposhim Misro Memes Karen Tzadikim. And once all of the bad people are destroyed, so the Tzadikim are going to be exalted. And this is why we have Ala Tzadikim right after that. V'chol Karnei Rishon Magadea to Romamna Karnos Tzadik. Then the Gemara says, V'kolel Geirei HaTzadikim HaTzadikim She'enemar Mipnei Seva Tokim Adarta Pnei Zakim V'samech Levich Yagor Itzcha Ger. And the righteous converts are included with the Tzadikim, as we see from the juxtaposition of the Psukim as well. Now, how do we know that Birchas Yerushalayim comes next? Ve'echa Misro Memers Karnam Yerushalayim. And where will this horn of the righteous be exalted? In Yerushalayim. So we know this because Shenemar Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim Yishalu Ohavayach. We see that Yerushalayim is the special place for this. And then Ve'kevan Shenivnei Yerushalayim Ba'David. And once Yerushalayim is rebuilt fully the way it's supposed to be, then Mashiach is going to come. And that's why we have Es Tzemach David right after that. Shenemar Achar Yashuvu Bnei Yisrael Vikchu Es Hashem Eloheim Es David Malkam. Ve'kevan Sheba David Bas Tfila. And once the Mashiach comes, then our prayers are going to come, and our prayers are going to be answered. And that's why we have Shema Kolenu right after that. And once Tefillah is done properly, then Avoda is going to come. That's why we have Ritzei right after that. And once we have the Avoda, then Hakaras HaTov, and Thanksgiving is going to come right after that. Shenemar Zoveach Toda Yichav Dneini. So we see that this is all going to go in one big order, and that's how we know all this is going to continue, and we will continue this sequence of events for Shemona Esrei more tomorrow. This is Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.